You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. We have an update on the ongoing Highway 13 project. In Park Falls, the milling of the highway is expected to begin on Wednesday, August 20th, with paving expected to begin on Monday, August 25th. Again, there is no detour for this. Traffic will be controlled with flagging operations, and the traffic lights will switch to a flashing mode when they are in those areas. Paving will start on the south end of town, and assuming no additional rain days, the entire project is expected to be completed by the end of the second week of September. The City of Park Falls and the Price County Highway Department thank you very much for your cooperation. This Saturday at 10 a.m., you're invited out to the Oxbow Resort for Dogapalooza. This is their second annual fundraiser and is an inspiring celebration of compassion and generosity. Grab a friend and a neighbor and get ready for an unforgettable Saturday. All proceeds will empower Saving Grace Animal Rescue to continue their remarkable work. Food is going to include brisket, chicken, pasta salad, potato salad, pickles, and much more. There's also going to be door prizes, thrilling raffles, a 50-50, and many more exciting things to experience. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday at 10 a.m. over at Oxbow Bar & Grill for Dogapalooza. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When first responders arrive at any scene, whether it be an accident, a criminal arrest, a house fire, or other traumatic event, the most vulnerable people there are the children. Reach a Child is an organization based in Madison dedicated to helping first responders connect with and comfort children in a crisis using books. Kate Mann, Reach a Child Executive Director.
In these reach bags are a variety of books and drawstring bags that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources there and ready to use.
Currently, Reach a Child supplies 350 first responder organizations throughout Wisconsin with the bags. They want to do more.
Our goal is to get all of the first responder departments involved in our program. And I believe there are about 600 different first responder groups in Wisconsin. So
to donate, host a book drive, or submit your first responder organization to receive the Reach bags, visit reachachild.org. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A U.S. district judge in Wisconsin has ordered permanent public access for roads that go through land owned by the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Judge William Conley ruled last Thursday that homeowners in Lac du Flambeau, quote, hold valid enforceable easements, end quote, and roads that the Lac du Flambeau tribe had barricaded must remain open for public use. In a Facebook post, the tribe expressed its disagreement with the ruling. It argues the decision overlooks key elements of federal law protecting tribal lands and the tribe's sovereignty. Tribal President John Johnson Sr. said, quote, we're disappointed by the outcome and concerned about the precedent this decision may set for tribal governments across the country. Nonetheless, we will carefully review the decision and consider all available options for the tribe. End quote. This ruling follows a multi-year battle between the tribe, the town of Lac du Flambeau, the state of Wisconsin, and the federal government. This is your reminder about Presley Pays It Forward Children's Cancer Benefit. This is the fourth annual motorcycle ride taking place Saturday, August 16th. At 8 a.m., meet at Main Street Cafe, which is on 321 Genesee Street in Iron River. Although sign-up does open at 7 a.m. if you want to be there that early. Kickstands are up at 9 a.m., and feel free to call 906-284-7275 for pre-sign-up requests. All vehicles are welcome, even if you don't own a motorcycle. Stops on the ride are Grandma's Toy Box in Eagle River, and LP's Pizza and Pasta, also in Eagle River, with a final stop at Northwoods Harley-Davidson in Arborvita. Many things are going to be featured, including food, prizes, and music. All proceeds go towards families in need and to donate toys to the children of the MACC clinic. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 16th at 8 a.m. at Main Street Cafe in Iron River. Prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us they also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one. And
that's Olivia Bishop, an Aspirus pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Jordan Love back at camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers joint practice sessions with the Colts here in Indiana. Quarterback Jordan Love rejoined the team after having surgery on his left hand in Los Angeles Tuesday.
Had a thumb injury, torn ligament in my thumb. We did a surgery to repair it. It's a UCL injury. So, yeah, just had a surgery and, on the road to recovery.
Love with a cast that covers his left arm. The Badgers training camp continues in Madison. Have they improved their D-line? Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
You know, I feel really good about the front four in terms of depth. I think we can really keep them fresh, which is critical. I mean, it's great to be bigger and stronger and longer and all that stuff, but if you're tired up there, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all, right? So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to keep them fresh there.
Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds at Great American Ballpark. Milwaukee hoping to tie a franchise record of 13 wins in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I want to date you. Those are the words of Travis Kelce, but he wasn't talking to me. He says that is how he courted girlfriend Taylor Swift. Swift and Kelce discussed their courtship and all its simplicity on her recent appearance on the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast. Sure, Kelce might have sounded like a Neanderthal, but on their first date, Swift asked what it was like for Kelce lining up and seeing his brother on the other side of the ball in the Super Bowl. Both Kelce's played offense. Sinead O'Connor will be the subject of a new biopic, according to Variety. Nothing Compares to You, named after one of O'Connor's biggest hits, will focus on the younger years and career of the singer-songwriter who at times could be controversial. In 1992, O'Connor famously ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live after a performance and said, "Fight the real enemy." O'Connor died in 2023 at the age of 56 of natural causes influenced by obstructive pulmonary disease. How heartbreaking can show business be? Believe it or not, no one knows more than Matt Damon. Despite his crazy success, Damon said in a recent interview that he and acting partner in crime Ben Affleck both were up for roles in Dead Poets Society in the mid-80s. Damon said he and Affleck both got called back for big roles. Not only did neither one of them land a role in the film, Damon said their summer job was at their local cinema, which Dead Poets Society played at all summer. More Matt Damon near-miss news. The Good Will Hunting star says director James Cameron offered him the lead in Avatar and 10% of the profits. Damon said at the time he was shooting The Bourne Ultimatum and knew he would be needed for post-production, so he turned Cameron down, along with probably what amounted to a few hundred million. In a business where getting a break or a little bit of luck is everything, Damon has still managed to eke out a living despite the big whiffs. God does not hate Matt Damon. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, warm, and a little muggy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later today. Our high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, more rain and thunderstorm, 64. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.